Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Good morning, everybody. This is Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. My name is Rich Herrera. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Again, the show will get done just a little bit early today so I can go to meet George Allen's wife, Susan, and the rest of these wonderful folks that have worked so hard to bring back President Monroe's daughter to be laid to rest at Hollywood Cemetery. There'll be a mass at the cathedral. I'll be attending that and then going to the burial as she's laid to rest with their family. So we're going to end the show just a little bit early if you don't mind today. Every Thursday we catch up with Governor Jim Gilmore. Hey, Governor is joining us right now on News Radio WRVA. Sir, when we first started having these conversations way, way back when, you were sounding the alarm about Russia. And there are a lot of people that would text in like, oh, listen to Jim Gilmore, and they'd roll their eyes. Well, where we are today, sir, you must have had a crystal ball that a lot of other people didn't understand, because where we are right now is almost at a breaking point with Donald Trump calling off the conversations with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin standing out there having nuclear readiness exercises, and it doesn't seem like he wants to give an inch in this battle with Ukraine. I wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, look, I think that things are moving in the right direction right now, but sadly enough, that just means that the battlefield is going to become more dangerous. But I think that the thing that your listeners need to remember is to keep your eye on the political goals of everybody involved here. Now, the President Trump's been trying hard to bring a peace in Europe. There's no doubt about that. But you have to be realistic. You can't have peace when the goals of the people who are fighting are diametrically opposed to each other. That's why you got a war in the first place. It is the Russians who want to subjugate Ukraine, either in the short or the long run. They originally invaded to topple the government and put in a puppet government. And then from there, they would move on to attack people like the Baltics. The Estonians, for example, expect that they are next, and they're very vocal about it. Poland is very worried about this. You see incursions going on all over Europe right now with sabotage and assassinations that are going on right now in Europe. On the other hand, the Ukrainians have a very specific goal in mind, which is to survive. They want to be an independent country. They are an independent country. When I was in Vienna as ambassador, I met every week with the Ukrainian ambassador. They're a real country. When I visited Kyiv in 2021, I visited all the ministries. They're a real country. And the real problem is that Russia doesn't want to agree that they're a real country, and they believe they are. In fact, they don't believe anything. They are an independent country. So what's at really stake for the United States and the rest of the world is what the future looks like in the 21st century. Can you have conquest and control through conquest and destroy democracies and rule by force? That's really the world that is in front of us right now, depending upon the outcome of this war. Your listeners are not going to want to live in that world, and ultimately we might end up going to a major war to keep Western values alive, and now is the moment when you could still avert that major war that's looming up the road.
See, I would make the statement that nobody wants to see a major war like that, but then if I did that, I'd be mirroring the West sentiment, not necessarily understanding if that's what my adversaries on the other side are looking for when you're talking about Vladimir Putin. Everybody talks about, hey, we'd love to have peace. Does he want to see peace?
No, he wants to obtain his political objectives. I mean, one thing when you've been in politics your whole life, you understand that people act based upon what they alter their ultimate goals are. And particularly nations like Russia, we know what's going on here. They've been all over the place as to the reasons for their invasion. But the truth is that they want to reassemble the Russian Empire and then use their political and military power to poison the democracies of Western Europe. And I've been very clear about this all along. We're in a war right now, world war. It's just not completely a shooting war, but it is somewhat of a shooting war. It can get a lot worse in the Pacific if this thing goes haywire. So, I've been calling the alarm for several years now. Look, let's get realistic. What's the most two recent things that have occurred? President Trump was first, three things. First of all, last week there was another blow up with Zelensky and the White House, which surprised me because I thought that that President Trump had moved in the right direction. And his effort there, and Steve Witkoff has helped, is vocal about this, is to cut up Ukraine's eastern district and give part of it permanently to Russia. That's a bad, bad thing. And then the second thing is that there was going to be a quick meeting with Putin, and I was very afraid that that was going to effectuate that cut up of Ukraine, but then it was canceled. And finally, yesterday, the President Trump put on sanctions on the oil facilities and the oil business and community in Russia, which is very good. So, we have to send a consistent message to President Putin that he can't win. Then at that point, he'll start to talk. But as long as he thinks he can win, the fighting will continue.
How does Donald Trump and Steve Witkoff, if he's going to be his point person out there with these negotiations, how do they change the mindset, the positioning, the bargaining position of Vladimir Putin? Are the sanctions going to be enough?
Yes, I actually think that Russia's situation is pretty precarious. Their economy is a wreck. They have high inflation. They've already lost well over a million soldiers killed and wounded. The economy, which operates their war machine, is based on oil. These sanctions that went into effect yesterday should have a major impact. What other choice do we have? Other than that is to bring NATO in with all their troops and destroy the Russian army and invade Russia. And then at that point, Russia's making it real clear with their nuclear exercises yesterday, that they're prepared to use nuclear weapons. So we're in a new situation here. And we have to continue to listen, I think, to our military strategists as to what the end game is. But right now, Putin's position is very clear. You give in to me and give me my political goals, or the war will continue. That's Putin's position. And that's not up to us. We didn't start this war. They did. So you have to say, okay, we give up. You get what you want through force, and we'll look forward next week to the next crisis. Or we continue to supply Ukraine with what's necessary to resist. And that's what's going on right now.
How big is it that they are having these nuclear readiness exercises?
Well, it's always a threat. I think the conventional thinking up to this point has been that nuclear weapons would not be used. It would create a terrible situation in Europe. The Chernobyl crisis of many years ago proved all that. And it would be extremely dangerous for Russia. If we got into a major nuclear exchange, it would be devastating for the West. We know that. On the other hand, the Russian people would cease to exist in the history of humanity. I don't think Putin wants that, but Putin is delusional. When he met with Trump in Alaska, he gave Trump this long history lesson about medieval Russia and why that the conquerors of the medieval czars proved that he was entitled to anything he wanted. And even President Trump at that point said that's a no-go and walked away from that. But Trump is continuing to try to find ways to pull people into a peace agreement. I think he is trying to do that. But you have to be realistic about what the Putin's real mindset is and whether you're going to give into it. And if you do give into it, I think there's a lot of trouble up the road. I've made that clear now for years.
How would it change the dynamics of this situation if Donald Trump were to sell Tomahawks to the Ukrainians?
Well, the Russians have made it clear it's an escalation. The discussion this morning is that we don't really have to take that risk. What was on the table last week was a warning to Putin that we were considering it. And frankly, we can consider it tomorrow, too, if we choose to. But they're not the only weapons that Ukraine has. They're using a missile right now they're getting from the British, I think called the Storm Shadow, which has a very long range. Sabotage is still going on in Russia by the Ukrainians. The drones are the main thing. They're really attacking all the refinery and oil facilities in Russia. Russia's not getting away scot-free with this. And over time, I think that the Russians are not going to be able to sustain this war. But they're counting right now, up to this point, about going to the bargaining table and getting the fruits of their war without having to do the war. And so far, I think the cancellation of this meeting with Putin is a signal, a strong signal, that he's not going to be able to do that. And I think that's a very important political statement.
Governor Gilmore, thank you so much for shedding some light on that. We're going to keep an eye on this. And again, as this thing keeps getting hotter and hotter, there's so many different ebbs and flows and turns. I appreciate you coming on with me every week and explaining it to us. I will catch up with you next week. Thank you so much, sir.
Have a good day today with the Monroe funeral procession that's going on. And next week we'll have a longer talk, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll talk to you soon. Governor Jim Gilmore, our guest here on News Radio WRVA. All right, we're going to wrap everything up a little bit early. We'll have our national anthem. I did want to mention something, and we had to go a little bit early today because the show's ending a little bit early, but I did want to pass on one thing. So we have Governor Gilmore on with us every week, and it is an honor to be able to talk with our former attorney general, our former governor, and a U.S. ambassador to the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE. I did fail to mention something. So, Governor Gilmore, I wanted to make sure everybody knows what's going on this week, because as I have the opportunity, the privilege of talking to you about this as a former U.S. ambassador, I'm not the only one who wants to hear what you have to say on this matter. You're actually heading back to Geneva, and I just wanted to see if you could take a minute and share that with us.
Oh, look, thanks, Rich. Look, I've, as former ambassador of the OSCE, I've been invited to go back to a conference that's being held next week in Geneva, Switzerland. I've been invited to give a talk and participate in a panel discussion on the war and the way, what needs to be done and what the real stakes are. So I've been invited to go. I'll go next week. I'll fly to Geneva and spend a couple of days there in an international conference connected to the OSCE, but informally. So I think it's an opportunity to share some thoughts and get some thoughts. In fact, I think I might be on a panel with a Russian person. So I think it's going to be quite a debate. I'm looking forward to doing it. And I just appreciate the opportunity to inform your listeners that I'm continuing to try to engage in this positively for the United States.
And the panel discussion will be on the topic of post-war European security orders. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say on the matter. And then more importantly, what you'll bring back to us as well. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that to our listeners, that when we get a chance to talk to Governor Gilmore, Ambassador Gilmore, this is a bigger stage than just Richmond's Morning News. This is an international stage that he's going to be participating in by going back to Geneva for this conference. Sir, I just want to make sure we pass that along to our listeners. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Next time I'm on, I'll give you all a complete report of what happened internationally. Thank you.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thank you so much, Governor Jim Gilmore. And again, I have to tell everybody, having this opportunity to sit in this anchor chair is never lost on me. WRVA is 100 years old. We're going to turn 100 this year. And the fact that I get to sit in this chair, I feel so fortunate. I feel so blessed. I feel so lucky to be in the community. I feel so, listen, Richmond is already home. I was just telling the family the other day, Richmond feels like home. And the fact that we're going to be here celebrating WRVA 100 means an awful lot to me, that I'm sitting here in the same spot that Alden Arrow sat in, that Tim Timberlake and Jimmy Barrett and John Reed had. And now it's my turn to take over and be here anchoring Richmond's Morning News. It's not lost on me on how wonderful an opportunity this is. And then when you get on top of that, you get to talk to Jim Gilmore, who's going to talk to you, and now he's flying off to Geneva to have these conversations. We get George Allen. We get the mayor of Richmond coming on. It's truly a special place, and I'm glad I get to share it with you every morning. All right, that's going to wrap everything up for today's show. Again, apologies, but we're going to end just a little bit early today so I can attend the funeral mass for President Monroe's daughter. Yes, sir.
Is this the first time you're going to Hollywood Cemetery?
It is.
Okay, so have you ever heard the Richmond legend of the Richmond vampire?
No, but you're going to scare me in just a second. Go ahead.
No, well, basically what happened is that during the construction tunnels of over in Church Hill, there was a collapse, and then out of nowhere, like, when the collapse happened, there was a vampire, and all the people chased him into Hollywood Cemetery, and there's actually a grave in Hollywood Cemetery that has some scary spookiness, tied to it. With
make sure you tell me where that is, because I'm not going to go anywhere near that.
Oh, and there's also a haunted pyramid there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm not going over near that.
Oh, come on. It's Halloween.
No,
what are you doing?
I barely go into the haunted mansion at Disney World.
Are you scared of your own shadow?
Yes. You notice there was no even like thought about that. Yes, I'm afraid of ghosts.
I'm afraid of the dark.
Yes, I'm totally afraid. Okay, I sleep with a nightlight. There, now everybody knows.
And your teddy bear, too. Most adults sleep with their teddy bears, too, as well.
I still have my original Winnie the Pooh from when I was a kid.
See, there you go.
I was just talking about him yesterday. I think I want to send him to the hospital to get him all fixed up. His nose is falling off, and fix his shirt. I think I might get him a rehab.
They have things for that.
Yeah, I think I might do that. All right, that's it. We're done. Let me get out of here. Our national anthem brought to you by Freedom Services and Training, the biggest little gun store in town, located in Mechanicsville. I'll talk to you tomorrow right back here at 6 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.